Hey guys.
Hey, come in. So sorry about that. Hold up, hold up. I think Zion is still out of the studio. There we go. Hey, welcome back, Zion. Hey, it's toilet break, right? Toilet break. So, apologies. What happened back there?
Some technical
It's
glitch.
a technical glitch.
Technical glitch.
Shit happened. Dropped my phone.
Okay. Anyway, like let's get straight back to it. Part two.
Straight part two.
So asking Kamin, right? Like I'm at the age of, almost turning 30, but not yet. I'm single. I'm out in the market. But like most of these girls that I go out with, they kind of have an expectation that like, okay, is he the one? Like, am I like, is he gonna be my baby daddy? Is he gonna marry me? But like for me, it's like, hey, I'm still trying to get to know you. I'm not thinking that far. So it's my question is like, why is that? Like, why do all girls have that expectation? Like, it puts so much pressure on me, or like guys like me trying to approach them. It's like suddenly a big baggage on my back.
I think you need to start shopping in a junior section, but okay,
You mean
okay,
like
but
XS?
no, but let me ask you this.
Bro.
Okay.
Let me ask you this. The girls or the women that have been giving you this sort of, feedback, how old are they roughly? Late 20s or what?
20, 26, 27, 28, like around there. A couple of years younger than me.
Yeah, so maybe culturally or societal pressure, or it's just like that's what they want. So if that's not what you are looking for in the next, I don't know, near future, and again, near future is very vague, right? Like for you, it might be 1 to 2 years. For the girl, it might be like 6 months. So
Yeah.
you need to tell them that, hey, I'm in this, and for now, maybe. For now, I'm just seeing you. I'm not seeing other people, but for now, I just want to get to know you.
Yeah, but like they kind of want an answer for me, like, are you gonna be like fucking serious in this? Are you gonna marry me? Are we gonna have kids together? I mean, like, they
Wow,
don't ask that.
they do. Okay.
They don't ask that, but like, yeah, it seems that way to me. So for me, right? Like, whenever they kind of bring that up, it's like it throws me off. I mean, like, I can, I'm not sure whether I'm ready to settle or not, but like, I'm not thinking about that now. But like, it seems like everyone around me is thinking about that.
I guess it comes with the age and the people around you, the surrounding, the age of the people around you. But again, I know that there are, people around your age, girls around your age, they are nowhere near ready to settle down.
Yeah, that's true. So, but like, it's a
Yeah.
small set, right?
And most of these women or girls, they will probably never settle down unless the guy is really, really, really worth it. So yeah, and I know there are like larger subset of women or girls that are just like, I want to settle down. I don't really, mind who or what, as long as the guy is a guy and can do, guy stuff, and that's it. I can settle down because I really want to settle down.
So are you referencing yourself, like the first type of girl?
If I really want to settle down, I would have, settled down by now. But I want to settle up, yo.
Oh, snap. Nice, nice.
Yeah, that's a nice way to put it.
So,
Okay, I got another question.
yep.
Like, maybe this is quite a random question. Like, any women in the world, dead or alive, and you can have coffee with them, who would it be and why?
Me, me, women, any woman.
Any women in the world.
I would
This is some serious shit question, guys.
Yeah, but I know randomly from the top of my head, I would want to have coffee or tea, green tea,
okay,
with the late Princess Diana.
Ah, okay. Yeah, I think a lot of women look up to her. Like I mean, for you, you must have been really young. So like, why Princess Diana?
I was 9 when she died. I don't think that I look up to her per se, but okay. I want to know her thought process, why she did what she did, why things happened the way it happened. And for me, when I don't understand, I need to dissect. Like, I need to at least know your thought process, like, you know, and
so it's
whatever
more
that
curiosity.
Yeah, like, I want to know more. And if I can have a drink with her, then I would be asking her all these questions, because she was a commoner and suddenly becoming yep. And yep. she, and at least she did some good when she was a princess, right? Like, she did all this charity. Yeah.
She did a lot. Yeah. She set the standard very high for all the other princesses that came along the way.
Yeah, and none of them have, you know, managed to reach that level.
Yeah.
You? Hey, what about you?
Me? A woman?
Yeah.
Women. Man, Oprah Winfrey, man. Oh no, I know who. Miss Lauryn Hill.
Oh,
yeah. Miss Hill. Yes, 100%.
Good choice.
Yeah, like I think like she's like one of the most influential person in hip hop. You know, even like cause like she came out with one album, and like that album has influenced the past 20 years of hip hop. So like I just want to get to know her and like her views. Right?
Okay.
Like I have to talk about this. Right? She has one song. Yeah, so that's where I got my nickname from, Zion. Right? Where she talks about like the music industry asked her to use her head because she was in a very, very good career. And she was having a kid at that time. And they were kind of asking her to abort. But like what she said in the song is that like, instead of using my head, I'm going to use my heart. And that's where Zion came about. Like, damn. I thought it was really deep. And like to be able to put that in the album, you know?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, I would definitely like to meet her. I think she's so cool. How about you, Mom? How about you, Baba?
Wow, totally wrong time to ask, man, but
yeah, about Marley.
It's like you're doing some scuba diving there.
So like I will be most likely for women, right? To be honest, I don't know much about all this influential history stuff, right? Probably I just want to like make friends with Emily Clark, man. Like, hey, what's up? You know, chat up with her. You know, because she's cute.
Yeah. I think that would be a very, very fun coffee.
Yeah, it'll be fun, right? Like,
yeah.
Just talk about shit. I think she'll be, I'll probably do the coffee in Amsterdam. In a coffee shop and pass it back and forth. Yeah. I think it'd be fun.
Hey, Baba, aren't you in a country where you're not allowed to, you know, smoke a J?
I think it's very gray area.
Okay, good.
Not really gray. I mean, like, I try to like keep it real low, you know.
Good.
Yeah. So
who are the women that inspires you? Or like Baba? People?
Are you asking Baba or me?
No, I'm asking you.
Yeah, you.
People. I look up to people that work for themselves and not have silver plates, you know, in front of them the moment they were born. People that make things happen for themselves. So that's the type of people that I want to know more, I read about, that I aspire to, I am aspiring to be. But also to people that add values, good values to the surrounding, be it like, you know, anything, any cause at all. So if you add value to the world, values that I can resonate about, then I would look up to you. Like, I don't know, I know some women that are in positions that should do more than just, you know, going attending for high fashion shows, and that's all that they do. But if the cause resonate well for them, then go for it. But honestly, I don't believe that. I think our society needs a lot more than that. And I don't look up to these people that just, you know, attend, that whose job is just to attend fashion shows and look good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So like I have another question, right? Like, it's like we are obviously living in a man's world.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think in the next, like, what do you think will change in terms of, you know, women in this world in the next 10 to 20 years? Like, how would it be different?
I think in 10, 20 years, it probably wouldn't change much generally. But in specific industries, in specific sectors, then I think it will change more significant than others. Like, if you ask, if you ask me, industries like automotive is still gonna be predominantly, you know, dominated by men, but industries like healthcare, financials, or even tech, like, you know, software development and stuff, then I think significant amount of women would shine in the next 10, 20 years.
So I think that's very interesting, right? Like, hey, Baba, can you stop vaping? It's very loud. Like, okay, so I think it's very interesting, right? So I actually follow a lot of, like, future technology, and like two of the very, very important field right now is genetic engineering and also artificial intelligence. So for artificial intelligence, if you look at the panel in during Google I/O, when it came to the AI conference, it was all women. Genetic engineering also, women are leading the forefront. So I think like right now we are living in a very, very interesting time whereby you know, it's knowledge based. So when it's knowledge based, it's a fair game for everyone. Like when before this, before industrialization, it's about like the farmers, right? So when it's about the farmers, so it's about the physic, and men has like more physic, better mm-hmm. physic, right? And like more athletic. But like now it's like I feel that like it's changing. Like where I am right now, I think also like where I'm from, you know, like women, they have a higher rate of graduating. They score better than men. They are in the top positions in two of the most important fields, in my opinion. So for me, is that I won't be surprised that maybe in you know, 10 to 20 years time, like, we will reach closer to a much like, how do I say it? Like, more equal field for everyone.
Yeah, I agree to that, and I hope that it happens.
I don't think it's gonna be that long, man. I think it's gonna be very, very short than like sooner than that.
Yeah, it's less than half a generation. Imagine in just like 2 years short of 100 years ago, which was in 1920, women still couldn't vote.
Yep.
They just got their rights to work, and look at where we are now. Few years ago, the US, you know, presidency was contested by a guy and a woman, and she almost won, right?
Germany
is, it has been the same person, and she's a chancellor, and it's not, we're not too far. Well, that's in 100 years, you know, it's very
I mean, like,
short even period of time.
We have a deputy prime minister who is a woman.
Yeah, and we just got our, you know, central bank governor, which is a woman.
Yeah, exactly.
Again, right.
So for you, right? Like, let's say, what are the most pressing issues that women face? That, like, let's say, if you are in power and you get to influence it, what would be that one thing that you would like to influence for women?
For me, I would influence women, women out there, to show that you can still be a wife, a fully functioning mother, but you can still shine at work. You don't need to choose either or, because right now that's what most women around me think. Like, I don't need to, you know, pursue so much of my career because I need to take care of my kids.
Yep.
Parenting is a 50-50. Should you stay at home more when it should be 50-50 shared, you know, joint, really, you know, responsibility between you and your husband.
But some women also choose that route, right? Like once they have a kid, like, they choose to be at home.
Yeah, I think it's also part of the workforce fault, because if, you know, women do not have to choose, I think a lot more they shouldn't have to choose, right? Like, for a father, for a guy, when you get married, when you have kids, they don't have to choose whether they want to be a good father, or they can, you know, proceed to senior executive level or managerial level or group manager level or whatever level, CEO level. But for women, it's somehow normal or natural for them to have to choose. So I think it's this mindset that needs to shift, that you're not a bad mother if you know, your husband is taking care more of your child. It just makes you a working mother.
Fully agree.
So, yeah. I just, like, you mentioned 50-50, right?
Yeah.
So, was that what you meant by 50-50, like, work-wise and all? But, like, my next question then goes to, what if, you know, the husband or you have, like, a sudden difficulty or dilemma whereby who really wants to do this, right?
Okay, who really wants to stay at home more to take care of the children and hence earning less? Who wants to earn less, right?
Like, earn less or, yeah, of course, earn less. You know, earn more, then it'd be great.
Honestly, if you ask me, I wouldn't mind staying at home and taking care of the kids, man. Honestly, like, damn, that would be so fun. I get to spend so much time with the kid. Yeah. Like, if the kid is taking a nap, I was like, I'll go outside, take a few puffs, and I come back.
You wish lah. But that's not a very popular opinion, because most men around us in our society, you know, they would feel emasculate, you know, they don't feel masculine, or they would feel like, or their parents would be telling them, why are you staying at home? And this is just mindset, and it will change sooner, I hope, rather than later, but society, it will change,
So that's like a reoccurring theme. Throughout our conversation tonight, it's like I mean, like, society discriminate quite a lot of things, especially women.
Yeah.
But I think in the recent years, we can see that things are actually changing pretty fast. You know?
Mm-hmm. what do you guys think about, I don't know, let's talk about a lighter topic maybe, but it's still about women. Okay, on the first date, would the guy, the girl is, well, you can jive well, can hold conversation, and well, pleasing to the eye, but when it comes to
where's the nearest 4 hours motel?
When the bill arrives, she just, you know, doesn't do the reach. She doesn't offer to pay. She just sits there and expect you to pay. Would that be a second date, or would you?
Oh.
Let me answer first. I think I got a very good answer for this.
Yeah.
So, I think it depends, right? Like, if I met her like randomly, like let's say outside, and I asked her out, it's like, what are you girls doing after this? Like, you're gonna go dinner? Then I actually don't mind paying for it, and I like, cause I kind of asked her, right? But like, you know, we've been chatting a while, and we kind of like friends like that, and then like we go out on the first date, then it's like, okay, la, I expect her to reach it out la. But like another way to do it is that, it's like, if you really like the girl and like the first date is just coffee, it's like, fuck it, let her pay so that you can have a second date and at a nicer restaurant, and then you pay.
Okay, what if the girl, when she paid for the first date, then she has a bad impression on you that you didn't do the reach, and hence there isn't any second date?
That's so complicated, right?
Like, hold up. I have a very simple question right here, right? So when you said that you didn't go for the reach, so let's just say the bill came and the guy say, I'll get this, and then the girl say, no, it's okay, we split, or okay, it's okay, I'll get this. Yeah, let's put it simpler. It's okay, I'll get this. So should the guy just say like, yeah, go ahead, get it at the first try, like the first say?
No, first say no. That's just us testing the water.
The whole night, and then you say that, like, no, first date, no, the guy must bet.
No, you know, but how don't give up on the first, you know.
So how many tries would you say the guy should go for?
Maybe two tries, but again, listen to her tone of voice. If she's like really adamant and she's like, no, let me pay, you know, then you don't go for the second one. But oh, maybe I'll pay, you know, you pay later.
Okay. Okay. So, should a guy suggest for a split bill?
Not the first date, lah.
Not the first date, lah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I think, like, you, after you become like kind of going out a few times, then split bill is okay. But like, I think the first few dates, it's okay for like one person to pay and then the other person to pay.
Yep.
Okay.
But I think splitting bills is not as attractive as what Zion mentioned earlier, suggested earlier, which is like, I think it's more attractive to, okay, you pay for this round, I'll pay for the next round. Then I think it's more attractive than, okay, the bill is $50 and I'll pay $25, you know.
Yeah, and also you get a second date.
Yeah.
So, who's that?
No, my door.
Oh. You thought someone came in.
So, what's an ideal first date for most girls? Like, is it nighttime? Is it tea time? Is it breakfast? Like, what?
Like, definitely just, okay, but the timing just coffee? Depends. For
coffee, plus something else.
I think we would prefer to be taken out, and so we can see each other, you know, faces, each other's faces, really well, instead of in a really dark place. And somewhere we can have conversations, like, you know, face to face, instead of, you know, bringing us to nightclub when we can't hardly talk or hear each other or see each other's faces. Yeah, so I would say first date movie, maybe not.
Yeah, I don't get why people do that. It's like,
Yeah. Yeah, you don't talk to each other, you and you're just sitting in silent and silence and like we can't hold hands yet, right? It's your first date, but also what do you do, you know?
so, on a first date, what's an okay move to a woman?
A kiss in the cheek?
Yeah. That would work, you know, just before you guys end the date, a kiss on the cheek, and maybe, you know, before you kiss, it's just like, you know, light hug and just, yeah, kiss on the cheek. That will work.
So what if I accidentally call the girl that I'm interested in, like, dude?
Don't do that. But
Bros on yourself.
you know, like that sent the wrong signals.
yes, of course. It's like me. I mean, it's like us calling you. This is hey,
I know, right? Like,
babe. Hey, babe.
sometimes, like I use dude or man a lot. I was like, oh man. I was like, sometimes I accidentally just slip it. I was like, oh fuck. Like, she must think I just friends.
You know how you can come up from that and still look good? Oh, I don't spend that much time around girls. I always spend time with my guys.
I'm gonna use
A little bit of a cute and innocent.
Yes.
Tell us the best pickup line you've ever heard and your favorite first date. Or your describe to us your favorite date.
Okay, best pickup line first, is it?
Yes.
Honestly, for me, I'm very straightforward. Hi, hello, guten Tag. I am
A guy
so and
has
so.
shoes on you. Oh, I am so and so. So like nothing cheesy, nothing.
Nothing cheesy. I'm so and so. I like the way you look. I want to get to know you. What's your name? And just straightforward. That's the best pickup line for me. Best first date that I have been on or that I want to be on.
Okay, that you want to be on la. Let's talk about that.
Yeah. So that the
But I want to talk
guys
about the
knows
one that
what
I
to do.
have been on.
To
Okay. It was in a foreign city and we were both new there. Okay, let's not go there. Never mind. Okay, best first date that I want to be on. It has to involve a few things that I like, which is outdoors, definitely. Somewhere bright, somewhere we can talk, you know, somewhere with nature, maybe by a really beautiful lake, walking around, discovering the city with good food, like, you know, light food, light finger food, and it doesn't have to be like, you know, big hearty lunch or dinner. And just yeah, conversation and discovering things about each other together. That's it. Like, for
and discovering
me.
each other after that.
Would you sleep with the guy on a first date?
No.
Would you kiss a guy on the first date? Like
I
some.
have, but would I do it again? Probably not. You know, consciously, but if things go well and the chemistry is there, then I don't see the point in stopping myself from doing that. But I wouldn't like force myself, I need to kiss the guy so he would, you know, want more from me. No.
You allow him to touch your tits?
First date, no. I would not see the guy again because it's just creepy.
Allow him to kiss you, but like
Yes.
reaction.
Sorry, kiss me.
You allow the guy to kiss you, but like no booby or ass action.
Yeah, because that's sexual, it's not sweet, right? So, yeah. Like brush here and there, yes, but if you just grab my boob, then I'll probably punch your face. So
so have you ever throw a punch on a guy?
Not on first dates like that, no, but
on a guy.
In a club, yeah.
In a club.
Yeah.
The guy must have deserved it.
Yeah. It felt good to punch.
So,
okay.
Yeah, Zion.
So, I think, like, we already have two parts and, like, we don't want to keep it too long, you know? And we definitely would like Kamin to come back on our podcast in some future episodes. So.
Yay, I'm not self-inviting myself anymore.
I think, like, we should definitely do it face-to-face, like, sometime in the future. Like,
this drop by the studio. Drop by the studio. And then we'll do like a 3-person live podcast for the anchors and the podsters to check you out and to check us out.
Good. I look forward to that.
All right, all right. So let's call it a night. Thank you very much, everybody. So catch
Thank you, time. Baba and Zion. Thank you, listeners.
All right.
Thanks for joining. Like I really enjoyed like our little like our conversation today.
It has been my pleasure. See you guys.
All right. Bye.
Bye.